Well, no, and I'm not going to believe you either. There's nothing wrong with you. No. No, that's rubbish. You look as good to me now as you did the day we met 2 years ago, you know? Oh, come on, there is nothing wrong with you. Yes, of course I'm biased, but my friends aren't, are they? Well, of course they do. Okay, well, let me break this down for you if you're going to be like that. No. No squeaking and running away. If you want the cold hard facts, you can have them. Here they are. You know my buddy Tim? Big Tim? Yeah, that's him, the rugby player. 6'5", built like a brick shit house. Tim thinks that you have the best tits he's ever not seen. Tim has been trying to get a look at your boobs for well over 2 years. Oh, he had his eye on you long before you and I got together. God, yes. But, and you know that he's beating women off with a shitty stick at this point, right? He didn't think you'd give him the time of day. He didn't think a woman as gorgeous as you would look twice at him. No, I know, but you know, you can look surprised all you want. That is the truth. Tim thinks your tits are fantastic. He loves them. He's been at some pains to ask me about them on several occasions. And do you remember Brian Stagg do when he... Yeah, the pub crawl. That's right. Tim buttonholed me at pub number 6. He'd had 6 pints by that point, and he spent 20 minutes talking my ear off about how lucky I was to be with a goddess like you. Right. So, remember Matt, the arty little goth guy? Yeah? Right. Matt wants to paint you. I mean, he wants to paint you naked. And when I say paint you naked, what I mean is Matt wants you to strip for him and then just pose while he beats himself insensible, you know? I don't think he's ever considered actually drawing you or taking pictures or anything. He just wants to see you naked like it's, you know, his... Yeah, that's right. Yes, yes. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, if he ever got the chance, if he ever gets cancer, guess what he's asking for? Anyway, that slightly crude thing... No, that's his sense of humour, darling. That he literally said that to me. Mm-hmm. He's not kidding. He is absolutely obsessed with your legs. He says you've got the best legs he's ever seen. No, they don't have to be... Stop criticising your legs. They work, don't they? They go from your hips to the ground, don't they? Well, he thinks they're amazing. And actually, so do I. You know I'm not particularly drawn to legs. But it's true. Well, they are nice. Look, we'll get into that in a minute. I've got one more piece of evidence for you. Okay, so... Andy. You remember Andy? That's it. Shagger Andy. So, what can... Sorry? Yeah, I mean, yes, he did. He had 4 women on the go at once. He's not a shy man by any stretch of the imagination. And yeah, he is a total hound. And no, I don't talk to him anymore. We haven't seen Andy in at least 6 months. I'm not even sure where he's living these days. But the point is that he wouldn't go after you because he said you were too attractive. Oh, come on, you know what sort of a pickup artist he was. He'd only ever go for girls with low self-esteem. And he... No, for real. It was his whole... Do you not remember how what he was like? About how any time you walked into a room, he'd basically stop talking. Do you not remember how he wouldn't ever meet your eyes? Yeah? Because he thought he'd get rumbled. He thought you'd seen straight through him. And of course, fair play, everyone did. But he wouldn't even chance it with you. He knew he didn't stand a chance. Well, that's what he felt. So. And what? He said you were one of the prettiest women he'd ever met. And that's why he wouldn't come anywhere near you. He was far too intimidated by your level of attractiveness. He knew he didn't stand a chance with you. Or that's what he believed. So, 3 friends, three sets of confessions, and of course there's me. Do you remember? How long have we known each other? Right. Yeah. Coming up on 2 years. And do you remember how we were introduced? That's right. A club called the Crystal Cavern, and there was that power cut. When the DJ lost all, when the sound system lost power and the DJ had nothing to do except sit there at his turntable looking sad and sulky. And then your friend, what was her name? Uh-huh. That's right. And she marched me over and sat me next to you and told me point blank to talk to you. Uh-huh. Right. Do you think I'd come anywhere, I would have come anywhere near you? Do you think I would have come anywhere near you if I hadn't been told to? Because you're beautiful, and because, like most other guys, I take one look at you and I know you're way out of my league. No, I'm really serious. Look, I'm going to be blunt, but everything about you drives me completely wild. The other morning, remember Sunday morning, I went downstairs and got you a coffee, yeah? And I walked back up. I remember standing in the bedroom doorway, right, leaned against the wall and put the coffee cups down to just, like, sort out what was up, what else was on the tray. And there you were, lying in bed. You got the covers thrown back, and it was just you lying there with your curves on display. And, my God, the form of you, the shape of you, from your shoulders to your ankles, oh. Every single, I mean, I don't know what the right word to use is. I don't want to say something like undulation, but every single one of those curves, every line on your body, every shape of you, every beautiful inch of you drove me absolutely wild. There is a reason we didn't get out of bed that Sunday, right? And it wasn't just because I'd woken up horny. It was because I saw you lying there and I needed to be... No, I needed my hands on you, and I wanted you in that moment more than I've wanted anyone else ever. You do things to me, and it doesn't get... What? You're going to have to understand and just get used to this. There is a reason you can't turn your back on me in the kitchen. There is a reason that if you do, you find me pressed up against your ass with a hard-on and my hands on your tits. And it's because I want to be on you and wrapped around you constantly. I honestly, physically cannot get enough of you. Do you want to know what drives me wildest? Really? Do you really want to know? It's the sight of you on all fours. Because the curve of your arse and the sweep of your spine up to your back with your head down and your thighs tensed and all the muscles there. Oh, just the shape and the contours makes me go slightly crazy. What are you doing? What are you... Oh. Prove it. Certainly will. My God, I live to get my hands on you. You know that, don't you? I mean, oh, the perfection of your ass under my palms. The ability to dig my fingertips into your flesh and just hold you there like that and knead you. Oh, you are fantastic. How perfect is this? I can see you wriggling. What? Oh, did the compliments work? Yeah? You want more proof that you drive me wild? Well, how about this? How about I... Well, of course I want to. I need to touch you. I need my skin on yours. So let's just... strip these away, shall we? There's not much to these panties anyway, is there? I do applaud your clothing choices today. A skirt short enough so that it can get out of my way immediately. I mean, what's not to love? And with these gone, you're free to be the filthy and disgusting little slut that I know you are. Look at you, on all fours, arse in the air, begging practically for my fingers, and so wet already. Is there any time you're not soaked for me? Is there any time when I can't turn you on with a look, or a word, or a gesture? How about this? How about this as a gesture? No, 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 you sit still. I just want to push these two fingers inside you. You are so delightfully wet and warm and tight. Now, behave yourself. Sit still while I finger fuck you. Because it's what you need, isn't it? Oh, I know. I know what you want really is something a little more immediate and personal. I know you don't want just my fingers, but isn't this a good place to start? Doesn't it fill that aching little need inside you? As well as that aching little void. And let's be honest, you love the fact that I can sit here and watch you take my fingers, don't you? You've always enjoyed it. You love how I look at you, and you love how I treat you. You are mine. And don't you ever forget it. Because it's moments like this, when you're on all fours, bare to the waist, thighs spread, cunt gaping, fingers deep inside you, pumping in and out, that you become your true best self. Yeah, I know. I've always known I can see straight through you, past that veneer of polite civility to the desperate, hungry little thing, naked and demanding beneath. And you do feel so good around my fingers, darling. You do. Especially when I explore you just like this. There's all sorts of soft little places inside you that you love to be touched, aren't there? And don't you love it when I find them and concentrate on them, just like this? I know. And you are already so close. Don't you fucking dare come. Don't you dare. Not until I tell you. Because you're mine. You're my slut. My desperate, needy cunt. And you're going to obey whether you want to or not. Because if you don't, I'll take my hand away. And we'll put your clothes back on and sit you down all prim and proper and lovely. And I'll conduct myself like a perfect gentleman for the rest of the evening. And you can go to bed with this terrible knot of burning frustration inside you until I choose to relieve it. Maybe sometime tomorrow. Maybe not at all. Are you worth it? Is it worth the risk? I don't think it is it, slut? No. And besides, you've never been able to resist when I demand things of you. You can't. You're utterly my creature. So, that's it. Yeah, I know it's getting more difficult, isn't it? You know how much I love to torture you. It's my favourite thing to do. You could present yourself to me wrapped like a gift, like a Christmas present, and I would take forever to unwrap you despite knowing how much you need to be naked, just like you do now, don't you? What you need, what you're craving, what burns at the centre of that hungry mind of yours, is that you need me to take you. You need my cock inside you, my hands on your hips, pulling you back onto me over and over again as I drive into you like I've forgotten how to behave, like all I can think about is coming deep inside you. Isn't that exactly what you want? Well, isn't it? Come on. Admit it. Admit it, slut. No, I just like to hear you say it. It's part of the fun. I know you resist. I know you don't want to admit it. I know you're trying desperately to keep yourself together and to keep some last vestige of self-respect. But you really don't deserve any, do you? No. You would offer yourself up to me if I snapped my fingers, which is why sometimes I do. Don't you remember how eager you've been in the past? How quickly you've got to your knees or got onto your back, just thrown yourself onto the nearest horizontal object? How fast your legs open for me? I know, you ought to be ashamed. Real decent women don't do this, but you're not a decent woman, are you? No, you're mine though, and that fact makes me very attracted to you. I do enjoy playing with my things, and you're very definitely one of my things, aren't you? Nod that pretty little head for me. Oh, you will if you want my cock. Can you imagine it? Right now. Straining against my clothing, hard and hot, desperate to be inside you. But unlike you, I have self-control, and unlike you, I can forestall all of this. I can delay my gratification endlessly, knowing how sweet it will be to fill you eventually, and how you will mewl and shudder and sigh and thank me for the privilege of taking me inside you. But why should I deny myself? That's the question. Why should I deny myself the glory of filling that tight, hot, wet little space between your legs? I mean, after all, you think you deserve it. Come on, off the table now. I'll just slide my fingers out of you and you can lick these clean for me in a moment. Come on, off the table and bend over. That's good. Open those thighs. Come on. You know what I want. I don't propose to wait. Come on. That's it. Good little slut. Successful at last. That's how you should always be. How you should present yourself to the world. Arse first, legs open, cunt soaked, and spread just for me. Are you ready for this? Can you feel it? Don't you want it? That hot, hard pressure against your entrance. I know. And I can just stroke it lazily up and down like this. And you ache for the length of it and the width of it. And you want it inside you so much it hurts, doesn't it? Well, if you're a very good girl, you can have it. Don't you want it? Tell me. Use your words. There we are. That's a good girl. That's better. This would feel good. And you deserve it. You deserve to be shamed like this, taken like this. My only regret is that we're not in public. Can you imagine that? Being fucked like this while I explain to the people around us that you need it, that you're desperate for it, and that you'll be unmanageable if you don't get it? And you think I'm joking. I'm not. That's it. Push back against me. Come on. Oh, I do like the sounds you're making. No, you may not come. But thank you for asking. No, I think we'll save that for when I do. Which won't be that far off. I do need it. Want to empty myself into my little slut, and there is nothing that's going to stand in the way of that, is there? Is there? Yeah. Oh, God, you're fantastic. Oh, God, I love fucking you so very much. That's it. Yeah. Come on, then. Come for me. Come on my cock, just like you've been dreaming about, just like you need to. Come on. Come for me, slut. Oh, yeah. Oh! It was worth every moment I waited for it. Now, let's see. I'm going to need you to clean yourself up. We have things to do and places to go, and I can't have you going everywhere like this. Pick your knickers up off the floor and get yourself clean. Oh, and once you're done, let me know. I'm going to shower before we go anywhere else. I want the stink of you off my cock. Well then, don't just stand there. Off you fuck.